I-942, 18 till 10. Jeff Nowak joins us now, WWL Saints sideline reporter. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing good, Tommy. How are you?
Man, that blue injury tent had more people going in at Sunday than Walmart.
Yeah, that's not fun. That's the NFL for you.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Let's talk about, before we get to the injury situation, all of that, the news all over the place, of course, is Devontae Adams. I don't know. Tell me the story. For people that don't know, I know the story, but for people that don't, explain who he is and what the connection is and where we stand with all of this.
Yeah, so Devontae Adams, receiver for the Raiders, obviously spent forever with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. He's dealing with a hamstring injury right now. Whatever that has to do with anything is kind of neither here nor there, but he told the Raiders he would like to be traded. So that's where they are. And the Saints happen to be in a position where they're, you know, he went to Fresno State with Derek Carr, so they have a connection there. Obviously, when he was traded to the Raiders, part of that reason was Derek Carr was there, so they have a very strong connection. The Saints also have Keith Williams as their wide receivers coach, who, when you know it, recruited Devontae Adams to Fresno State, has been like a father figure to him. They've worked together in the off seasons. So you, when a guy has to be traded and you have all that going for you, the Saints obviously become a destination where, like, okay, can they pull off a trade? Now, the issue is Devontae Adams, a 31-year-old wide receiver. He's on a massive contract. The Saints obviously, you know, kind of notoriously never have any cap space to work with beyond, hey, we're going to make this work with restructures and we're going to do this and that. They can get it done. So the question becomes, hey, is it something that you should do? Is it something that you want to do? And anytime a star receiver comes available, you have to kick the tires on it. You know, they'd probably have to give up a premium draft asset, either a second or a third round pick, probably a player on top of that, and then leverage their salary cap in a season that they went into with some pretty moderate, you know, idea that they were going to try to reset and work back to the middle, as Mickey Loomis would say. You've made some pretty conservative signings. You didn't go out this offseason and sign people to these crazy deals. You signed mostly one-year contracts, a lot of stuff that's not committed down the road. So it would be a pretty strong departure from that idea if you suddenly said, hey, at 2-2, we're ready to go all in again. So that's kind of where we are. I feel like, and I think the common idea is, hey, he's going to end up back with Aaron Rodgers, he's going to get traded to the Jets, a team that has plenty of cap space to work with. They have draft assets that they could send and probably do feel like, not unlike where the Saints were with Drew Brees at the end of his career, that, okay, we have a title window with this quarterback. We want to give him every opportunity to succeed. So I think that's where you are. If I'm the Saints and I make this deal, I want to do it on my terms. I'm not getting into a bidding war. Mm-hmm. So I would wait it out, and maybe if there's no deal develops, his market goes down and you can get him in more at a price point that makes sense. The Raiders pick up some of that salary. You could get it done. But otherwise, I think it's kind of a lot of noise that won't amount to anything from the Saints' end. I'd be very, very surprised if they made a trade. But that's kind of where you are.
You know, you talk about his hamstring. It does really matter if he can play or not, right? I mean, do you know if he's healthy?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything that you're worried about long term. It's just kind of a maintenance thing. I mean, we saw Chris Olave deal with a hamstring injury this week and play through it. So I don't think that it's something that you would be like, well, he's not going to be healthy enough to play, because if you made that trade, you're not making a trade for a guy midweek and then saying, yeah, he's going to be ready to play on Sunday. He's going to know our system. He's going to know everything. So there would be a ramp up process anyway, and it would probably take 1 to 2 weeks before you felt like he was ready to really contribute in any meaningful way. So I don't think that's going to be the issue if there was a trade on the table that the Saints wanted to make.
And since we're talking about it, what kind of a difference do you think he could make?
I mean, he would become a kind of a security blanket for Derek Carr, a guy, you know, like the Saints. I mean, the Raiders offense in 2022 didn't exactly blow anyone away. Derek ended up getting benched for the final two games of that season. So it wasn't exactly a match made in heaven, but they still combined for 1,290 yards and 12 touchdowns. Devontae Adams had an all-pro season with Derek Carr, so they clearly feel comfortable together. I kind of look at, you know, if you go back and watch that fourth down play where Derek kind of threw up the ball to Rashid in the end zone, he wasn't able to come down with it. I think that's what you would be gaining more so than anything else. He's a guy that could operate out of the slot, but he's also a guy that I feel like will be able to go up and make contested catches, right? To be able to battle for a ball. He's a big physical receiver. And that's what I don't think the Saints necessarily have right now. They have two really good receivers in Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. They guys that can get open, they can beat you downfield, they can win in a lot of different ways. But in those instances where it's like, hey, I have man-to-man, one-on-one coverage on the outside, they're going to send a zero blitz at me. I have to throw the ball early and trust my receiver to go get it. I don't know if you have that. And I kind of go back to week one in 2022, Dennis Allen's first game. What did you do to score that final touchdown? Jameis threw the ball up to Mike Thomas in one-on-one coverage, and he just mossed the guy. He went up over him, and he caught it. Mm-hmm. That's the element that I don't think the Saints offense has right now. So if I'm adding Devontae, it's that. It's that kind of contested catchability that I'm not just getting. I'm getting in a premium way with a receiver that has kind of been on autopilot for 1,000 yards. He has four consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. It would be six if he had three more yards. I think he had 997 yards 1 year. And if that was 1,000 yards, you would be, if you round up, that's six consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. So you're just getting a proven commodity. And I don't think any NFL team would get better by adding him. It's just a question of at what cost.
Let's talk about the Saints injury situation heading into Kansas City. Do we know what we know, or do we not know what we don't know?
Well, so, you know, this is normally by Thursday morning, we would have a picture of the Saints injury status. This week, since they're playing on Monday, the initial injury report doesn't come out until this afternoon. Dennis Allen wouldn't give us any hints or clues or really any information at all into the injury status for certain guys. I think that's something that he's decided is going to be a way he gains an advantage this year, is keeping the other team guessing as late in the week as possible. And I can't begrudge a head coach that. You know, find a way to whatever you think helps, go for it. But there's certainly a lot of questions. You know, how did Chris Olave come out of that game? How is that hamstring feeling? A lot of times you'll be able to play through something in the moment, and then it kind of creeps up on you. So you have to watch that. Same thing with Alvin Kamara. He was dealing with a rib issue. How did he come out of that game? Taysom Hill obviously left that game with a rib issue. Already had a lung injury, a chest injury, whatever you want to call it, earlier in the season. So How did he come out of that game? A.T. Perry missed that game with a hamstring injury. That's an issue. Willie Gay left with a hand injury. That's an issue. So there's a lot of players that we're going to have to watch and see their status going into next week. Cesar Ruiz is another big one. He missed the game with a knee injury. DeMario Davis is a big one. He missed a game with a hamstring injury. Tyrann Mathieu left with a groin injury. He was already nursing a heel injury, and he kind of said that the groin injury is a product of, hey, you're kind of accommodating one injury and you put more on other parts of your body to, you know, compensate, and then you get injured elsewhere. So yeah, there's a lot of questions. The big mystery that we don't know for sure yet, we'll get an answer to this afternoon when they get out there to practice. Kendre Miller has been on IR for the first month of the season. He's eligible to return to practice this week. Once you bring a player back, you kind of start the clock on the 21-day window to either add them back to your active roster, or if you do not add them within that window, then they would be done for the season. So I would expect him to be out there. DA was coy about it. But, you know, you look at a guy who's missed 2.5 months essentially with a hamstring injury. You have to imagine if he's not ready by now, he's not going to be ready. So we'll see how that goes. If he can get out there, I think it would be a long shot to expect him to be ready to play on Monday. But, you know, the earlier you can get him back out to practice, the earlier you can expect him to be a contributor. Because I think the Saints, one thing they really do need is another punch at the running back position. To this point, it's basically been Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill and nothing else. And both those guys are now dealing with rib injuries. And I think that's a product of, hey, you're giving them a heavy workload. They're getting taken hit after hit after hit. If you want those guys available to you later in the season, you're going to have to find a way to take some of that workload off them now. And I think Kendre Miller is the guy you look at as saying, hey, maybe he can be that guy.
I can only imagine the night Alvin Kamara had after playing with, was it a broken rib?
Hey, there's been some reports that it's a broken rib, cracked rib. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. It's definitely a significant rib injury that he's playing through. And, you know, you'll get the good stuff to kind of numb it up and play through it. But yeah, and I think that's just a situation where, hey, you may have taken some hits throughout the game that you weren't even aware of in the moment, and then the next day you wake up and you're like, well, that hurts. So yeah, it's always going to be a question of, A, can you continue to play through an injury, and how much can you do throughout the week? And we'll start to get a picture of that today.
And when you say that hurts, you're talking about breathing being that. Let's talk about Shane Lemieux and Lucas Patrick.
Yeah, so you had Shane starting at center. You know, he had his struggle points. Obviously, it's his first ever time starting at that position. You know, he had always been told, he said, like, throughout his career, hey, we think you can play center. Well, he never actually did. Now, he didn't do it at Oregon. He didn't do it with the Giants, I think in large part because he was hurt a lot of his time with the Giants. But I thought he held up pretty well. And now the question becomes, if you get Cesar Ruiz back, and you have Landon Young as that backup option, are you better off throwing him at left guard and putting Lucas at center? I'm not sure. And that's going to be something that we kind of figure out throughout this week, is whether that's the best course of action. But I think you got some positive answers in terms of, okay, we can get this done with Lucas at center. And I think, I'm sorry, with Shane at center. And I think Lucas is probably a better left guard than a center. So are you better off keeping him at left guard? I don't know. But one way or the other, there was a scenario where that game kind of really came apart because the offensive line couldn't block. And they did allow a decent amount of pressure. I think Derek handled that pretty well. I think the worst drive, you would say, was the final one before halftime. Kind of got bogged down in midfield. Derek had to throw multiple balls away because he was just, you know, got three guys chasing after him. But generally speaking, I think you saw some positive things with that group to the point that, okay, you can move forward without Eric McCoy. You're definitely not going to have him for at least another three games, probably a little bit longer as he comes back from that groin surgery that he had. It's going to, hopefully that group can continue to take steps forward throughout the course of the season.
Need a quick yes or no. You tweeted about the Saints. This would be a Super Bowl or bust thing if they did get Devontae Adams. Would he be the difference between the Saints going to Super Bowl or not? Yes or no?
That's hard to say. I'd say no. I don't think you're one player away, but it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what the front office thinks.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Back in a flash, we'll find out what Newell Norman's got planned for us today on WWL.